Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are you doing today? It's great having you on the show this morning, and we're so glad that you're tuned in because we have some wonderful information coming your way. We got a young lady on here by the name of Janie Sterling. She's going to be sharing a lot of great information on us about transformational coaching that creates a positive change in your life. And during this day and time, we definitely need that because I met Janie originally on the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support show that we put on there. And you can find all these great speakers at the speakerspathway.com. If you just go to speakerspathway.com, you can scroll down a little bit. You can click on the Messages of Inspiration and Hope. You can see the pictures there. It takes you to another page. And each of the individual speakers, we've had over 200. You can see their message there. And most importantly, these folks, they donated their time, their effort, their everything to give back during this pandemic to help people in their hour of need. And it was a wonderful opportunity, and sure is. We got it still going on. I'm wonderful and very, very glad, I should say. I got a kitty here bothering me. I've got to put her out before the show. But I'm very, very honored to be the host of that show. And Mr. Bill Heinrich is our honorary host here at Toganet Radio. He has joined me today filling in for Mr. Dandy Don McGrath. Mr. Dandy Don is out climbing a rock, I think, out in Colorado Springs. And we're so glad to have Mr. Bill Heinrich with us. And he's also internationally known, I should say, ladies and gentlemen, as Mr. 6-Minute Webinar. We got a good thing going there, don't we, Mr. Bill?
Hey, Jim, how are you today? Yeah, the 6-Minute Webinar is very, very exciting because this is something that, frankly, Don and I stumbled across and created. But it's, you know, most people that are in business are always afraid of losing business. And because of that, when they speak to their audience, they speak to their whole audience. But the truth of the matter is the 80-20 rule always applies. You'll do 100% of your business with 20% of your audience. And the whole purpose of the 6-Minute Webinar is to eliminate over-educating all of your clients and speak to your perfect client, the one you want to be in conversation with, the one that you know is committed to moving in the direction that you work, and they will listen to a short message because people, Jim, value time over money.
They certainly do, sir. And you know, Janie, she was part of the original pilot program, as I call it, the beta test program. And we've got a boot camp coming up on that. Was it September the 12th, if memory serves me right? Is that right, Bill?
It is. It is September 12th is when the boot camp is coming up. It's called Nail Your Niche. You can actually just go to the 6-Minute Webinar and get on the mailing list. And I don't have the actual link to Nail Your Niche in front of me right now, but I will here in a few seconds, and I'll make sure that we give it to all the folks on the show if they have an interest in attending that. It's going to be a 3-hour boot camp with phenomenal information. And the thing that surprised us the most is there are very specifics in the framework of the 6-Minute Webinar, and everyone we've worked with has struggled with it to begin with because everybody wants to say too much. Mm-hmm. They all want to say too much. In fact, I had a good laugh, Jim. I work with a fellow who's done copywriting. He's a copywriting expert who did one, and he could not get his copy down to down to the number of words that you've got to have to deliver a webinar in 6 minutes. It has to be 800 words or less.
Yes.
And we have the scripts. We give everything to the people. But he came in at 1,200 words.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I got a good laugh out of that because clarity, you know, that's my specialty is, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, on the show, we've been telling people about my free book, Clarity Has No Story. You mm-hmm. can get that book at myfreebook.me. People are looking for clarity, and clarity yeah. is so elusive. It's so elusive. So the 6-minute webinar certainly focuses on that.
You're exactly right. And I'd just like to add, ladies and gentlemen, that at speakerspathway.com, when Don McGrath and I founded that, our main thing at the very beginning was help people get from the sidewalk to the stage. But what we found was that when people came in, they were all over the place. They couldn't sell one single item because they did not have this clarity. And that is the key. That's what the 6-minute webinar is all about. So if you're, you know, like I told Janie this morning, I was talking to her and I said, you know, if someone was looking for, to create a career during this pandemic, they may be out of work. But, you know, you can create the 6-minute webinar. You can approach different professions like doctors and attorneys and veterinarians and whoever, because these folks do not know how to market their business. They just simply don't. And you can make a 6-minute webinar for their specialties that they offer, one for each one. And you can also market for them and do their social media posting. And bingo, guess what? You got a career going there. And that's a nicety to know. But also, let me add this before we bring on Janie. I want to bring her on real quickly. But I want to just let you know that all the links that we talk about is going to be in the description of the show, whether you're looking at iTunes or whether you're looking at catch us on Google Podcast or iHeartRadio. All of those are in the description of the show. So be sure and share that with others. And most importantly, subscribe to our show. And Mr. Bill, this young lady, Janie Sterling, she is quite a high energy young lady, a great coach. And she's just a ball of fire, isn't she, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And, Janie is involved in transformational coaching. So I'm really would like you, Janie, to start with maybe share a little bit about your journey. What's led you to be where you are today in your coaching?
Yeah. So first of all, hey, Jim and Bill, it's so great to be here. And I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to spend some time with you and to chat about coaching and what that means and how that can change people's lives. And I think just to piggyback on the word clarity is so important because that's so much of what coaching is about as well. Transformational coaching means to make a change that's long lasting. So it's a change that it's almost like a change to the point that you can't go back to it. It's a re-identification. It's like trying to try on that old sweater that just doesn't fit anymore. So it's to a point where you're moving past dabbling and just trying it a little bit, and you've progressed to the point that you just can't go back, and you don't want to go back because your life is better and you feel the benefits of it.
I was just took a swig of water there, and she finished. So, you know, what really gets me, Janie, I love your comment here. And so many times, ladies and gentlemen, I have fell into this trap personally. And it might be someone out there could say, yeah, Jim, I understand what you're talking about. Because without change in your life, there can never be any progress. And so many times what I have done, you know, I've had this idea in my mind, I want to do something different, but I keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And a lot of people get caught up in that trap, don't they, Janie?
Oh, now I was taking a sip. They do. They do. And the compulsion to repeat, that repetition compulsion, it's like trying to do the same thing over and over, but expecting a change. It's like mm-hmm. putting the same ingredients to that cake that doesn't work mm-hmm. and then checking the oven to see if you have a different cake. Well, probably you don't. Probably have that same cake. So the first place that I would start with someone, and many times people come to coaching and they say, oh, my life is not working. My life doesn't work, which is a huge ball to start with. And it's hard to even know where to begin. So again, we start with that clarity, and we mm-hmm. may go around the wheel of someone's life to get specific. rather than changing everything. Maybe it's just a few subsets of your life that need some tweaking. Maybe we don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I've never understood that expression, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. You know, and ladies and gentlemen, talk about clarity. You know, Bill mentioned his free book, Clarity Has No Story. You can get that. It's a free ebook. You just go to myfreebook.me. M as in Mike, E as in Echo. And that's a gift from Mr. Bill to you. And he's got a whole bunch of them there. They'll jump right into your inbox there. So just be sure and load it up. And Bill, I tell you right now, you've built your over the last 25 years, you've been really a coach in transforming people, and you've really done a lot of amazing things, haven't you, sir?
Well, I don't know if they're amazing, but yes, I have helped people with clarity, and that's really what it's all about, right, JD, is helping people get clear on what it is they desire and what it is that's standing in their way.
That's it. And, you know, the coaching session usually begins with a question called, what do you want? Which seems like a simple question, but yet feels so complicated when someone asks that. Mm-hmm. And then we start from there to get that clarity and that specificity of what someone wants.
Mm. You know, that's very true, because a lot of times when someone comes to the speakerspathway.com, we ask them, what is it you want to do? And they start going on and on and on about 40 things and go, well, no, you got to have clarity. What's the one thing that you have a passion about, the one thing that you got in your hands right now that you can help change someone's life? That's where the 6-minute webinar really complements that. And that's just tremendous, isn't it, Bill?
Yeah. You know, life, every aspect of life, Jim, is just a search for clarity. No matter what you're doing, we're always looking for clarity in a particular area. And what I want to do when we come back from break is talk to Janie about some of the steps she takes to take people to clarity. So we will see everybody right after the break and hear more about how you get clarity quickly from Janie.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
That banana leaves are replacing plastic bags in some grocery stores? In an effort to save trees, most grocery stores have moved to recyclable plastic. But still, much of this plastic ends up in landfills or in the ocean, which is harmful to sea life. So a supermarket chain in Chiang Mai, Thailand, has started using banana leaves to wrap up produce and other items that are normally bagged at the checkout. What's the word for a resourceful person? A debrouillard. Some grocery stores in Vietnam are also using banana leaves, and why not? They're sturdy, flexible, waterproof, and biodegradable. The only downside is that it takes a little longer in the checkout line to wrap the groceries instead of bagging them. What's the word for a person who hates waiting in long lines? A macrophobiac. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Whoa, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com, and we give away a lot of good stuff there. But one of the things we really are proud about and we're very honored to be part of is the Messages of Inspiration and Hope show. That's we've had over 200 speakers there. Just go to speakerspathway.com. It's right there, right in the center. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see three pictures of our speakers. And these folks are just volunteers. They didn't pay us, or we didn't pay them, or anything like that. The point being is that these folks wanted to share their message of inspiration, hope, and support to help you in your hour of need. So please click on see more, and you'll see pages and pages of different speakers. If there's a speaker there that you relate to, and most importantly, you enjoy their message, do them a favor. Please just let them know and say thank you, because that would mean so much to them. Because every time you look for ways to bless others, you get blessed too. And that's just all about passing the love along. And when we talk about passing the love along, the first guy that comes to my mind is Mr. Bill Heinrich. Mr. Bill, if we learn how to love ourselves and love others, the world would be a better place and our life would be much easier, wouldn't it, brother?
That's completely true. You can't give away what you haven't got, Jim. And that just holds true in every area of life. I want to drop back for a second, though, about the six-minute webinar.
Sure.
We're doing a program called Nail Your Niche, and that's September 12th. And you can go to six-minute webinar, that's SIX minute webinar.com/ Nail Your Niche 1. And that will give you all the information on the upcoming 3-hour boot camp that we're offering. It's a tremendous value and will bring you clarity like you've never had it before. And speaking of clarity, this is what Janie does with her clients. And today we have Janie Sterling on with us. And before the break, we were talking about some of the steps that Janie takes in bringing clarity to her clients. And I'd like you to speak about that, Janie. But before you do, I would like you to let everyone know how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, so great question. I can be reached through Facebook messaging at Janie Sterling Coaching. And I can be reached on Instagram by messaging Janie Sterling Coaching, or by email coach@janiesterling.com. So three ways I can be reached and messaged, and that's where it usually begins. When I get a new client, there are some steps that we take to get that clarity, get the momentum, and get the vision of what the person wants, right? So as I was saying before, mm-hmm. some people get on or they send me an intake form and it'll say, oh, my life is terrible and I need to change everything and nothing is working. So can you
help? I've been there and done that, Janie. That's why I'm laughing. Go ahead.
Right? It's just nothing is working. So probably where I'd begin with something that would sound like that is about the language being used. So some all or nothing sort of language. Nothing is working. Everything is terrible. And we would start from there and learning how to speak in where you really are in your circumstance. And maybe it does need improvement, but it may not be something like nothing is working, because that kind of language, I don't know about you, but when I hear that in my own mind, I tend to go to a shutdown mode. Nothing's working. Then I go, oh, nothing's working. And I can't get back out of it. I'm in the pit of despair.
Where do you start with that? Do you focus in on what is working for them, or do you start looking at what specifically the areas they're having problems with?
Yeah, well, it's the first. So it's a combination of both. But where we would begin is moving into what's right, getting into that mind space, that emotional vibration, and then from there, looking at what we would like to improve. Because as the expression goes, you know, when you're in the pit, when you're in the dark, you can't get there from here. You can't get out, because that's where your mind is. That's where you're thinking. So we change the filter of the way someone is looking at their life by starting with what's going right. What can we be grateful for? Where do we feel proud of ourselves? And then we look at what we'd like to improve.
So in doing that, how do you get into identifying what's holding a person back then, Janie?
Well, that would, again, start with the way a person speaks. So I would hear it on a call. I would see it in their physiology. So I can tell emotional states, even when people are saying, I feel great, life is great, but their head is to one side or their breathing is shallow. They're not exuding an energy of someone who's feeling great. So we would tap in to what's really holding them back, helping them get clarity on the stories and the beliefs that might be holding them back. So a question that I use a lot in coaching is, what is preventing you from attaining that goal? What is preventing? And then, sure enough, we'll hear a story. And we've all got stories, right?
Isn't that true? Everybody lives in their story. And not only do they live in it, Janie, they like to protect it, don't they?
They do, because it's familiar. Again, getting back to that old sweater. It's just that old sweater that just is so familiar and comfortable and yet leads to not a whole lot of progress. But you've been doing it a long time. So that's the first place. And moving out of a comfort zone, even if it feels awful, believe it or not, even if the comfort zone feels terrible, people are afraid to do that because they've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, I know in many cases, with people that I've worked with, they've been doing it for decades. Isn't that true?
It's so true. And it could come from, you know, I am a coach and not a therapist, and we may touch on where it may have originated. I would not go into as much childhood background as a therapist would, but to get clarity on a decision that was made in childhood, such as, well, you know, good things don't happen to me. Maybe someone would decide that at 5 years old or 8 years old. And then therefore the decisions they make will lead back to nothing good happens for me. So it's a mindset, and it's just getting clear on the ways that we speak to ourselves. Something I do a lot with clients is I do an exercise where we speak out loud what we were just saying within our mind. And if you say it out loud and you hear it, and you think, holy cow, wow, look how I talk to myself. That's terrible. That I would never speak to someone else like that.
It's really amazing. I hadn't thought about that. You know, speaking out loud your thoughts, and that could be an eye-opening experience, because as you were talking, one of the things that came to mind, how Zig Ziglar always talked about, your attitude will determine your altitude. And your attitude really is, you know, taking an honest look at yourself, willing to break old habits and just say, hey, I'm not going to do all those. I'm not going to punish myself, because a lot of times people punish themselves without realizing it. And it makes them just feel frustrated and aggravated and just digs that hole deeper, isn't it? Is that what you see, Janie?
I see it all the time. I feel it within myself. So we all have that capability to do that. And then getting clarity on why do we do that? So one thing I do a lot with clients is working with archetypes, variations of their personality within their identity. We're not just one thing. Now, we may be using one aspect of ourselves a lot in all areas, but learning how to utilize all the parts of ourselves, all the many colors of ourselves where it's necessary. So I'm a mom of four. That's a different part. My mom part of me is a different part of my personality than maybe a coach part of me. Now, I can pull in a coach, but if I came at my kids from the coach vibration, well, you know, you'd be like, what in the world?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, mom, stop it.
You might not get anything from Mother's Day.
My mother was my first original drill sergeant in my life.
I'm a drill sergeant too. My kids can tell you that. Yeah. So it's just being intentional and having that awareness and not wearing out one part of us. You know, if we drive a car and we only drive on one tire, we just keep wearing out that one tire. You know, you've got the balance. It's utilizing all of those pieces, and it's doing it with intention. And again, I fall into the situation where I might overuse a part of me, and it's just, it shows up in my breath. It shows up in the way I speak to myself. I work with clients about that. We might even name that part of ourselves. So they're like, oh yeah, you know, there's Suze DeCue. You know, she showed up and she's got something to say. But that's not really where you want to be coming from, if that makes sense.
each and every day, all of us, we need a little, you know, positive reinforcement, a little transformational coaching or whatever you want to call it. But we need to keep our minds, refresh our minds, as I like to put it, because here recently, me personally, I got caught up in an emotional situation because I care about others. And that can put you on an emotional roller coaster, folks. And I can tell you right now, before you know it, someone needs to throw you a tow rope, and Mr. Bill Heinrich did that for me, and I just want to give a shout out and say thank you, Mr. Bill, here on the air. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, how can people get in touch with you, with your website, and say, hey, I need a little on-the-spot correction, a little coaching, or a little help? you give them 30 minutes of free time, would you not, sir?
Yeah, well, right now, they can't get in touch with me on my website because we're building a new one. So it's under reconstruction, but I am also on Facebook. Just go to Bill Heinrich, H-E-I-N-R-I-C-H. Mm-hmm. But there was something that Janie was talking about intentions, and I'd like to hear more about that, Janie, about people's intentions and working with those.
Yes, and it's really begins in the beginning of the day. So what I try very hard to stay in, and sometimes I may slip as well, but what we start with in a client session is, what are the ingredients that start your day? So one of them may be about intentions. What kind of day do you want? How do you want to look back on your day? What do you envision yourself being grateful for at the end of the day when you're getting into bed? So that will help set some goals and some intentions of who you will be when you're going after those goals.
That's very important.
Go ahead, Jim. No, you go. That's all right.
Okay. I was just going to say, so the best intention is just be honest with yourself and list what you comes to your mind there. Just take a good personal inventory, right?
Absolutely. And it's just that second where, honestly, it starts with breathing. Sometimes we could our breath, and then we wonder why we're freaking out. Well, it's because we're holding our
You've been talking about that, and I know we're going to go to break here in a few seconds, Janie, but when we come back, you've mentioned breath a number of times, and I really want to take more of a deep dive into that area so that people can understand more about it. We'll see you right after the break.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Heinrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Heinrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
We've known for a long time that diamonds are precious or worth a lot of deuterumus. That means money. Did you ever wonder how a polished pebble becomes one of the most expensive things on earth? 2 centuries ago, diamonds were worn only by royalty. But in 1870, miners discovered huge deposits of diamonds in South Africa. And soon after, the diamond market was flooded. That's when a man named Cecil Rhodes started buying up shares of the diamond mines. 18 years later, Rhodes controlled the entire South African supply of diamonds. He started his own newspaper and magazine articles with clever ad campaigns about cut, clarity, color, and carrot. He also convinced women that they weren't truly engaged to be married without a diamond ring.
It's Margie Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. If you go to speakerspathway.com, you can check out the messages of inspiration and hope that we've got a lot of speakers there, and they share their message individually. You can click on the link there, and it goes to all these pages that we have there and all the speakers individually. And please visit them and let them know, the ones that you listen to that it helps you, please let them know and say thank you, because it really blessed them. Also, too, we'll give a shout out to all you birthday boys and girls out there. If it is your birthday today, happy birthday from all of us here at Your Future Is Now. And we just want to wish you a very happy birthday. And also remember, on your birthday, all birthday cakes and the special desserts that you love in your life, they are health food. Me and Mr. Bill, we voted on that, and we were unanimous in that vote. And Mr. Bill, it's so wonderful for us to have Janie Sterling with us today and all the wonderful information she is sharing. And I can't wait to hear more. How about you, brother?
Oh, I'm in total agreement. In fact, before the break, I had posed the question regarding breathing. Janie's mentioned this a few times. And I'd really like to take a deep dive into this, Janie, because this is something that the people in our audience can pay attention to gain instant awareness of what's going on in their life. So tell us more about that, about breathing.
Yeah, so important. So the breath is just the foundation. So I was mentioning before, when people start to think thoughts that feel maybe shaming, blaming on themselves, self-critical, we tend to hold our breath, which then brings in a physiological response. Your heart starts to race. You might get sweaty. And then go into maybe an anxious, panicky sort of feeling. So if we reverse that, back it up, and start with breath. So breathing from the heart, actually, that makes sense. So if you put your hand on your chest and breathe in from your own heart rather than from your head, and take one mindful minute before going into a project, before going into a meeting, before starting your morning with your family, and get centered And in a rhythm of breath. This is why exercise is also very important, because it's so much about the breath. And start from there, and just the clarity and the visualization that you're able to achieve through your breath is vital, because you're coming from centeredness, groundedness, mindfulness.
So. Wow. So what would be some other things that would cause that shortness of breath, or are there a couple of definite signs physically that people would notice when that's happening? I mean, obviously the breath, short, quick breaths when somebody gets scared, but any others that you can think of? I know I'm kind of throwing you on the spot here, but.
Yeah, well, being chased by a bear. No, I'm kidding. that would do it, Jim and Bill. I think that it's important to understand that. So when you're it shows up in the body so much faster than it might show up in the thought. So it's a very quick escalation. Whereas the thought, the reaction, so we have a thought, we have a feeling about that thought, and then we have a reaction. So when you feel that sweatiness, that heart palpitation, you just go, that is interesting. Let me just take a moment and think about, what was I just saying to myself? So for me, mine might start off with a question, and we think in questions. My question might start off with, what if? What if it doesn't work? What if this happens? What if we lose all our money? What if the pandemic falls out? What if, what if, what if? So that's anxious thought. That's the future forecasting thought. We don't know. So the breath takes you back to the now, the moment that you're in, and coming from where you are, because then you can step back and say, well, wait a minute. Are those things happening now? No. Let me do a reality check, because I think I was just fantasy thinking and I was whipping up a movie that I'm now the star of, and a bear is chasing me. So,
you know, yeah, you're talking about this reminds me of situations where maybe it was a place I was working and I went in to speak to someone that was in a higher position than myself to find something out. And they said something like, I had my mind was set on discussing one thing, and they came at me with some sort of criticism or something, and where it startled me, and I just stopped breathing. I mean, I just had that recognition.
Well, sure, absolutely. And that recognition may have taken you back to another moment in time, and I'm guessing another moment in history. So it's just getting back to the present moment, because that moment, that is not this. This is not that. So it's just going, okay, well, what is? What is? I'm standing in the office, I'm hearing some feedback, and it's my 100% responsibility and my strength to choose how I'm going to respond to that and not react to that. So the reaction to it is the holding of the breath, the sweaty palms, you know, heart palp, all of that, those feelings.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other things people can do in that situation? You said to pause and take a deep breath. But as far as their physical response would be concerned.
Yeah. So through positive programming, meaning like, you know, in NLP or neuro-linguistic programming, when you feed your mind with positive thoughts, you can attach that to something within your body. So some people may check out their fingerprint between their thumb and their pointer finger, just a small movement like that. And when you get to the point where you can actually feel your own fingerprint, now you're back in the now. Now your breathing is coming back in. So there are small things that you can do if that happens in the moment beyond setting an intention. Because sometimes you can set an intention and then something may come in, some feedback may come in a little stronger than you were anticipating. You feel that trigger. And then you can find ways like breathing, feeling your fingerprint, putting your hand on your heart, you know, little things that mean something to you to get you back to grounded and where you're feeling more comfortable and can think and get that clarity back.
You know, Janie, as I'm sitting here listening to you talk, I'm just super impressed with your credentials. And it really is amazing because, you know, she mentioned that you mentioned that you're an NLP master. And ladies and gentlemen, she's also a board certified coach. She's a professional certified coach. You're also a fitness and nutritional specialist. And my goodness gracious, being a mom of four and doing all these things, I mean, how in the world did you get all that done in your life? I mean, share a little bit about that, if you would, please.
Well, sure. Hello, my name is Janie. I'm an overachiever. I'm kidding.
Okay, that takes us to the next question.
After it begins, that tells you a whole lot now. Mm-hmm. Well, how did I do all that? You know, it was a slow progression through many years of career, of personal development. And this all began, all of this study began long ago when I was very young, you know, 10, 11 years old, when I would go into the bookstore and somehow I was gravitated to the personal development aisle in Barnes & Noble. And I just wanted to be in that area so much. So it started there. And at that time, personal development was not something that you told everybody that you were working on. So
yeah,
I would go kind of hide in the back and read about, you know, Leo Buscaglia or some other master of personal development. So it started there. It went into education. I was a teacher, elementary school teacher. I found myself wanting to help people on a life skills level. I decided to become a coach. And from there, moved into working with Tony Robbins and the Anthony Robbins team as a coach on their team. I'm now working on my own as a coach in my own area, coach and consultant. So, you know, it's been a long time in progress. And all of those pieces that you mentioned are part of the big picture of coaching. Mm-hmm. So that's just the, you know, the recipe that I bring when I work with a client.
And you really followed your passion from the alpha to the omega on this thing. And I know you had some trials and tribulations and times when the going got tough, as the old saying goes, the tough gets going. But listening to you talk, and there's folks out there that's listening to the program either live or recorded, but how can someone, you know, get in touch with you? Would you be kind enough to share again your website, your email address, and how someone could get in touch with you, Janie, please?
Absolutely. So I can be found on janiesterling.com. I can be found on Facebook, Janie Sterling Coaching, as well as Instagram, Janie Sterling Coaching. And my email is coach@janiesterling.com.
Well, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, all of those email addresses and the websites will be in the description of the show. Again, you can catch our show by download the podcast here on Toginet, TOGINET.com. That's Toginet Radio. We're also available on iTunes. We're available on iHeartRadio. We're available on Google Podcasts as well as Spotify. So, you know, just be sure and subscribe to our show. And most importantly, share it with others, because Janie's information today, I know that Mr. Bill would 100% agree about this. This lady is a powerhouse, isn't she, brother?
Yeah, the information is really so powerful. And what, you know, I've got a few questions when we come back that I want to speak to Janie about. Is like in one, and we have a couple minutes before a break here, Janie, when was the moment that you decided you wanted to be a coach?
I think I was about five. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah. So that, you know, the coaching, teaching, wanting to help people tap into their greatest potential and be the best version of themselves is something that I have always felt. To become one specifically, the moment came, I don't know, it was many years ago, when coaching became much more popular, much more of something that people were attaining and looking toward for help. Mm-hmm. And it just made so much sense for me because it was on a positive vibration. It was just from a positive standpoint. And it was about moving forward and making progress. So that just, you know, lit up all of my light bulbs, and I knew that's what I was meant to do.
Wow, that's really, really amazing. You know, another question that I have, and I think we're headed to break here in just a few seconds, but I want to talk a little bit about a few things. I want to talk about some ritual things. Maybe we'll go to boundaries first, Janie, when we get back from break, because that's an area that is quite misunderstood by people on how to set boundaries, how to use boundaries, and how boundaries can help them improve their life. So we'll be back after the break, and we'll be talking to you about how to set boundaries.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, a video is worth a thousand pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Election year, we have heard a lot of long-winded speeches, but smooth, glib tongue and lengthy political speeches have been around for a very long time. What's a word for boastful and blustering talk? Rodomontade. William Henry Harrison delivered the longest inaugural address at 8,445 words on a cold day in March 1841. He died 1 month later of pneumonia, believed to have been brought on by prolonged exposure to the elements on his inauguration day. The word bloviator was made popular by President Warren G. Harding, who probably picked it up from local Ohio slang, meaning to speak verbosely or long-windedly.
It's Margin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. And we're also the home of the six-minute webinar that Mr. Bill is going to mention in just a few moments. But before we do, I'd like to share a funny story with you on how I met Janie, just for about 30 seconds. She was on the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support show that's on speakerspathway.com, that's sponsored by them. And we were doing a Zoom call. This thing was live. I get kicked off three times, and automatically she goes from just being a speaker on the show with other speakers. She's now the host. And three different times, ladies and gentlemen, I got kicked off, and she really loved it, and that's what really bonded our friendship and all, because she loves talking to people. And we just kind of laughed about it, and that's what you do when things don't go right. You don't beat yourself up. I just told people on the air, I says, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I learned next time I come on this thing, I'm going to have to make sure I got a pocket full of quarters. And Mr. Bill, I tell you right now, I know that she's going to be sharing some information with us, and you had a particular question you wanted to go more into detail, didn't you, sir?
Well, I've got a whole bunch of questions. We don't have long enough time to handle them all, but definitely one area that's fascinating is the area of boundaries. And I'd really like to hear Janie talk about those a little bit, how you set boundaries, what boundaries are, how to use them, why use them, and how to identify other people's boundaries. So, Janie, there's a few things for you to talk about.
A few things, yeah. So boundary work and understanding what that means is a very recent thing as far as personal development and coaching. Brené Brown illuminates this so well. What this is really about is understanding where you begin and end and someone else begins and ends. So it's, you know, we also can pull in Miguel Ruiz's work, not taking things personally. So the reason why they're so important is that you don't take on someone else's, I'm doing air quotes, stuff. So someone can be doing something or saying something and you can speak to it, but you don't have to own it. You don't have to absorb what they're bringing. And that took me a long time to really understand, because boundary work, you know, long ago, if the word boundary came up, I would think of a wall, or I would think of those orange cones that might keep you out of somewhere. But it's not really about that. It's about a way to stay protected within yourself and connected to the other person. It's not a black and white hard thing. So we spoke to if something came up that was not okay, to speak to that in a way that can be heard. So rather than, you know, shunning it or just running away from it or having a reaction that may cost you some moments in your relationship, you can speak to it. So if you have an example, we can talk about how that may look. Do you have anything in mind, Bill?
I can give you 100 things, Janie.
Do it.
Literally, because, you know, I spent the thing that got me on the path of personal transformation, which started over 25 years ago. I've been studying this every day, was the fact that I was miserable. But what I found out is I was seeking and finding love by being in agreement with others and getting them to like me. Mm. So as long as I agreed with what they said, they would like me. Well, that, I think, put me in a place without boundaries, right?
Yes. And, you know, again, hello, my name is Janie. I'm a former people pleaser. And so it's one of those things where it seems like a kind act, you know, and you want to get along and you want everyone to be happy. And if you are compromising yourself or there are feelings that this really isn't okay for me, but yet you don't say something, you kind of play along, then that can lead to relational difficulties for sure, starting with yourself. So The first part is getting clarity on your boundaries. So that would start with someone's values. So you get clear on what you value. All right, it would start from there. And that kind of illuminates where your boundaries are. So for me personally, you know, starting with just top three values, it would be love, connection, freedom. I mean, I have more. I could rattle off 10. But within myself, I must stay within my values. That's my boundary number one. So if I'm compromising my value, let's just say for freedom, for instance, or let's pull another one, integrity. All right. So I value integrity very much. If I'm in a situation where I'm being called to go out of integrity, I'm asked to do something that doesn't feel right for me, and I go ahead and do it because I want to please the person, well, now I've compromised my integrity, and now I'm out of my values, and I just broke my own boundary. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Wow. Totally. Yeah.
What about, let me flip the script here. Mm-hmm. What about people who have boundaries that are too tight? They sit in rigidity.
Right. And so I relate to that as well. So in that rigidity, it's an attempt to keep yourself safe. So, you imagine like a castle and you put yourself at the top of it and there's a moat around that castle and there's a drawbridge and there are alligators and there's a guard to keep yourself safe. Well, now you're alone and now no one can get to you. So that's a whole other extreme where now we're not letting anyone in. So Yep.
Excuse me. I was going to say I had alligators in my moat too, Jamie.
Oh, I had alligators. I think the Loch Ness Monster was in mine.
Yeah,
because if you don't understand how to work a boundary, then the only way to feel self-protected or to feel that you're going to be okay is to get away. But if you're a lover of people, which I'm going to guess that we all are, then that leads to just loneliness and isolation, and that's a whole other crop of alligators to deal with.
Yeah. So in the area of boundaries, then this point that you had made earlier about breathing would be really prominent, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Because if someone bumps into your boundary, probably starting with a value, it would show up where you may hold your breath. Ooh, someone just bumped into my integrity. That's a boundary that I hold dear. So I'm feeling a little bit threatened around that. I might hold my breath. So it's basically to stop, breathe, and it's okay to take a 30-second pause. We don't need to just automatically auto-react or auto-accommodate something that isn't okay. And we can say to the person, hey, you know, this experience is happening. I heard you say ABC, and how I feel about that is, you know, ABC. And what I would like instead, I'm going to make a request that I want you to ABC. So I'm speaking to it, I'm speaking with respect, and I'm holding tight to my boundary, but I'm also requesting what I would like.
And another area that I think we glossed over quickly before is about routines and rituals.
As key as breathing. So it's the way that we start our day. There are pieces that make a great day. There are pieces that make a not so great day. And it's about keeping the motivation to know. So for instance, you know, I am in my workout clothes by the time I get downstairs for breakfast. I never come downstairs in pajamas or in any kind of sleep gear because my mind is still in that place. So I know that I must put those on, whether the chatter in my mind is saying, oh, no, you don't have to. Do you really have to run? Come on, just lie in bed a little longer. I don't listen to all that because I know that exercise and eating breakfast and getting fresh air and breathing will set the tone for my day. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. You know, I fall in that same category. When you were saying it reminds me because every day, I mean, I get up, I shower, and I shave 7 days a week. And the reason why was because when I was in Vietnam, I made a promise to myself if I got back into the world, I would never live like what I call an Anna Mule again, because it's I used to, you know, I know what it felt like to, you know, be unclean. And to me, it's just treat myself. But most importantly, this is my point. I get ready, I get dressed because that tells my mind that I'm ready to go. I'm dressed for success. And I think it's very important because a lot of people, they especially home now, they just kind of like lounge around in their, you know, their sleep clothes and things like that, and they're just not really mentally prepared. That's why I do what I do, you know.
Yeah, I'd like to hear some action steps, but that people could take, Janie. But before we do the action steps, would you briefly mention how people can get a hold of you again, please?
Absolutely. I can be reached at janiesterling.com, at my email, coach@janiesterling.com, on Facebook, Janie Sterling Coaching, on Instagram, Janie Sterling Coaching.
Thank you. We have a few minutes left in the show. Why don't you give the people some action steps that they could take to give them a little bit more clarity of actions they can take in the morning to change their day and get it started the right way, or that they can do during the day?
Yeah, well, that's really important. So it's really an individual thing, and to take a look at, to shine a light on days that didn't go well, so we know where we're starting from. So that may be in, you know, lying around in your pajamas and not eating breakfast and getting on Netflix, you know, if a day starts like that. And then looking at days that you did do what, you know, that you made the progress you wanted to make, that you hit those goals. So knowing what it is personally for you, and then making a commitment to doing the things, putting the pieces in that will ensure that you get that kind of day that you're looking for. And you may even bring in an accountability partner, someone who will do it with you. That kind of keeps you accountable. I do that with clients. That's a lot of what coaching is about, is holding that accountability for people.
Absolutely. You know, and as you've been talking, you and Bill have been, doing a lot on the show there. I've been making a lot of notes on some of the things you said, because, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important for folks to be able to read this in the description of the show, because, she talked about the shame versus the blame and all that, and how you can get caught up in that, and how you reverse, you know, from breathing from your heart instead of your head. Oh my goodness. I mean, that just really made an impression on me. So I was letting you guys talk. But Janie, I tell you right now, I'm just very impressed with you as a person, you know, not just because you're a very nice looking young lady and you're very intelligent, but because of who you are. You've got a heart of love and you care about people. And that's what we should be focused on today. Would you agree with that?
I would so agree with that. And thank you so much for that. And I feel the same about both of you. And I think that more than ever, to start from that love place, from mm-hmm. your heart, that's just the first step. Bill, you mentioned what will be the first step. Start from there, from your heart, from what's great, from gratitude.
It really is, because once you start from there, you're going to be in abundance and you're going to have plenty to give, and you're going to be amazed at how you're going to bless others and be blessed yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. We've really enjoyed it. Please share our show with others. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.